towards April.
It is.
There's Julie Warren from visitbloomington.com. We'll get to her stuff next half hour. We were just piling them in this morning. We got too many things going on.
I know.
There's too much happening. And well, that's what Big Show Friday is about. Big Show Friday is about...
It's a big show.
It's about doing stuff. It's not about sitting around and hoping something happens. It's about making things happen. Isn't that right, Baldwin?
Yes, it is.
There you go.
Big team, lemonade.
Team player Jeff Baldwin joins us on the phone. The executive director of the Boys and Girls Clubs here in Monroe County. Julie Warren's from Visit Bloomington. I'm here from Planet Earth, and we try to get things rolling. And you've got another layer of Lemonade Day that we are getting closer and closer to achieving. That's going to be the first weekend in May. Is that still the case there?
Yes, May 2nd.
Okay, so this weekend is a perfect weekend to start your Lemonade Day endeavor. And Baldwin and Julie are both going to tell us why that is, but I'm going to tell you why this is the perfect weekend. Because the weather's terrible. You need a project indoors to do this weekend. You want free stuff to do. You want engagement with kids. You want free stuff to do. And you don't want frostbite.
Yeah.
This is the weekend. Because the high today is 39. The high tomorrow is 41. And it's going to rain all day Sunday. So you might as well get involved. And Jeff, tell us how we can get involved in Lemonade Day.
Well, good. So even if, you know, there are folks out there who are like, gosh, I've heard about this, but I'm just not really sure. This is perfect for them to come to this workshop tomorrow. And if you are registered already and you're ready to go,
like you,
that's right, then it's great for you as well, because it will walk you through the process. When you go through this 2-hour workshop, it will, by the time you leave, you'll go, ah, I got it. I understand it. I know what I need to do with my child to have success with this program.
Jeff, I feel like that's exactly what I need to do, because I was trying to sit down and talk with my daughter Ellie about it. We're gonna do Lemonade Day, and I was like, well, you know, what kind of lemonade should we have? And she's like, I don't know. What do you think? Or like, you know, let's buy $1 million worth of lemonade. She has no concept. And I'm like, okay, wait, how do I approach this with a 6-year-old? So tell us, like, the workshop. What do you guys cover? What time is it? Where is it? What's going on?
So essentially, you know, what I really love about this program is that it focuses on developing a business plan. And if you're going to start a business, you've got to have one. And there are certain elements to a business plan that are very important. And we're going to cover all of those elements. There'll be 7 different rotating stations that you'll go to throughout this 2-hour time frame. And by the time you get done, you'll have all of those elements of that business plan locked
down. So I need a degree from the Kelly School to participate in this.
No. Not at all.
What? What do you mean? Then I have to have a big checkbook, because surely this can't be free.
No. And you know, it is. This is one of those great outreach programs that we provide, and it is absolutely free.
And what we try to do is try to eliminate the hurdles, because just get involved. How old are you?
Yep, 6.
6, right?
Exactly. Yeah.
And again, it's too young. Stop.
No.
Just go and see and listen and figure it out, because... Trust me, if it was heavy lifting, it wouldn't. You'd have to have more than a month to get ready for this, and that's not the case.
Yeah, no, and you know, never forget that by the age of 6, kids have about 80% of what they're going to gain from their parents.
Well,
already,
I wrote a whole book about that. Everything I learned in kindergarten, right?
That's right.
Isn't that how it goes?
So it's not too early. Get going on that, and kids already have a very good sense for business and what it's all about.
Yeah, and I feel like I'm going to learn a lot. I mean, it's going to be a fun experience for us to do together, but I'm going to learn some things. I mean, I've never written a business plan before. That's cool.
Sure, and that's exactly what it's all about. So tomorrow, March 28th.
Where?
9 a.m.
Where?
9 a.m. And if you know where Ivy Tech is, it's going to be at the Indiana Center for the Life Sciences, and at 501 North Profile Parkway.
Just look for the cranes in the sky on the west, on the western part of this. Well, that's where you go. And then
it is. It'll be very easy to find. So if you know where Ivy Tech's campus is, again, it's the Indiana Center for the Life Sciences from 9 a.m. until 11.
And Jeff, we don't like to bring this up, but we want to, because, again, I'm looking to eliminate hurdles where people will go to this and have fun and get after it. But if it's not for you, you can walk out after an hour and say, look, I'm into something here that I didn't get.
Absolutely.
This is not one of those infomercials. No money down, no payments due until 2017. It's nothing, right? You just go. It's for the kids.
Right.
It's for the kids.
No obligation whatsoever. And if you're, again, I want to repeat, if you have not registered for Lemonade Day, this is a great time to come and do that. And there's no obligation with that as well. It doesn't cost anything to register. And if you register and decide you're not going to do Lemonade Day, No one's going to follow up with you. No one's going to hunt you down and find out if you got it done.
The Lemonade the Lemonade Day police aren't knocking on that door.
No, no, no.
And Jeff, do you have is there somewhere we can look for testimonials of people that have done this before? Because, again, I think some people hear about construction and business plan and months and weeks and days, and they get a little bit nervous about that. Yeah. You guys have some evidence from last year, the last couple of years, where you say, here's how it turned out.
Well, there are some, I can tell you some stories about some kids. I know there are kids in this community that have developed their business plan to the extent that when they see that there are events happening in this community, they'll reach out to the people who are organizing those things so that they can even be considered a vendor. They'll reach out and say, can I bring my lemonade stand?
Hey, Jeff, keep it down. The city council listens to this show.
Kids
are going to have fines and permits.
All kinds of violations going on right
feet
now.
Away.
The under-8 lemonade stands, the over-8 lemonade stands. But we joke about that because it's fun, because they do get involved and you do see them all over the community, which is great.
Yep.
And the weather will be hopefully nice enough that first weekend in May. Remember, that is not graduation weekend. Graduation is the following weekend, so it's kind of dead week. So that's a great time to get out and enjoy it, because it will not be overran with people getting in and out of town as well. So that was a pretty smart deal on that. Why did the Boys and Girls Club get involved with Lemonade Day?
Well, it's
this is a national thing too, isn't it?
It is. There's
okay.
This is a national organization.
Right.
Lemonade Day.
And I keep bringing this stuff up because this wasn't something that was just created in your basement and you decided, hey, let's
go. No. I'm all about stealing good ideas.
That's exactly. And sharing them. That's right.
Yes. Yeah. So this is, this program to me is, it harkens back to the day when I was younger and some of the first things that adults would ask you when they met you is, well, what are you going to be? Right?
Mm-hmm.
And we just don't do that very, very often anymore. And I think it's very important that kids from a very early age on be thinking about what it is that they are going to be doing later.
Or eliminate something they don't want to do.
Right. Sure.
This might not be for me.
That's right. That's exactly right. But the bottom line is the setting expectations. As I get older, I'm going to have to play a role somewhere in society, right? What is my role going to be?
Yeah, it's same thing as if you join a sports team. You can't quit halfway through the season
because
you don't like it.
Absolutely
not. And you do that. Well, I mean, if your kid melts down and it doesn't work out, sure, you don't have to continue with this. But it's, again, life lessons are important. Jeff Baldwin's our guest this morning. He is the executive director of the Boys and Girls Clubs here in Bloomington and Monroe County. And I bring this up every time we talk about it. When is the latest you can sign up for this? Because I think we have a lot of people out there whose plans change, whose life changes, and they say, well, this would have been great if I had one more week. Well,
yeah. I mean, the realities are, if people want to sign up a week before, everything rolls out on May 2nd, that's fine. Go for it.
You can make this a weekend project. You can make it a month long project.
People do.
There are no rules.
People do.
Just get involved.
Whatever
right?
fits. Whatever fits your life.
Yeah, it really is. It's just an opportunity. It's a program, and we provide the support, for you if you want to be engaged. The workshop is just a spectacular way to dip your toe into Lemonade Day.
Excellent, Jeff. We appreciate your time as always. Did you ask? I missed a part there for a quick second. Did you ask Julie how involved she was going to be in the lemonade stand?
I have not.
Julie, how involved are you going to be in the lemonade stand?
I've got a Pinterest board already built with ideas for what our stand should look like and recipes for lemonade.
Quickly, on your Pinterest board, did you use 2x4s or 2x6s? Did you use wood glue there? Did you screw it in?
I'm just getting ideas right now. Okay, Jeremy's going to be doing the heavy lifting.
Jeremy, are you listening?
I'll be painting and adding banners and all that business.
That's why Julie and I get along so well, Jeff, because we're idea people. We leave the heavy lifting to those who know more and are talented. More talented
that's
than
right.
we are.
The executors.
Well, I have a hard time opening a can of soup, so I'm not going to sit here and tell you I'm going to build anything. So, and then when you boil that water, I tell you, look out.
Oh, I love it.
Where can I get more information?
Well, go to lemonadeday.org, or you can also go to our website at bgcbloomington.org. And again, tomorrow from 9 to 11, Ivy Tech Campus, Indiana Center for the Life Sciences.
Excellent. And we will catch up with you in a couple weeks as we get closer and closer to the official Lemonade Day. Because, again, as we mentioned, this can be a weekend project or a month-long project. We don't want to put up any barriers or close any doors to anybody if they got a chance to help some kids out. And we always appreciate your time, Jeff. Thank you.
Thanks. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Jeff Baldwin, the executive director of the Boys and Girls Clubs here in Bloomington.